Chapter 4. The Purge of Collusion. In the aftermath of the collapse, there was no chaotic retaliation of the kind the powerful had always predicted to justify their authoritarian grip. There were no guillotines in the squares, but something far more profound and inevitable, surgical justice. The new institutions, born from the synergy between the conscious and the scientists who had remained ethical, did not seek the blood of the defeated, but the restitution of the future. The Tribunal of Integral Transparency was established. Its task was not to punish opinions, but to unmask the criminal complicity that had allowed famine to proliferate in a potentially wealthy world. All those who had held positions of prominence through their collusion with the old power, high-ranking bureaucrats, CEOs of predatory corporations, and information manipulators were summoned before the nation. They were men and women who had traded the survival of their fellow human beings for ephemeral privileges, convinced or coerced into ignoring the planet's agony. "You accumulated while the world was dying," declared the spokesperson for the new law enforcement, a former officer who had chosen loyalty to humanity over loyalty to his rank. "We will not strip you of your dignity, but we will strip you of the excess you used as a weapon of control." The investigations were flawless, conducted with traceability algorithms that left no room for error or favoritism. For every colluding individual, the principle of the essential was applied. They were allowed to keep only what was strictly necessary for a dignified life, a modest home, the means for sustenance, and self-care. Everything else, from immense gold reserves to land holdings stolen from nature, from numbered accounts to obscene luxury goods, was immediately seized. Those resources, liberated from the freeze of selfishness, began to flow like new blood into a lifeless body. Private warehouses were opened, and food was distributed according to biological need rather than purchasing power. Seized laboratories were converted into production centers for soil regeneration. Seeing the great ones of the past walking among ordinary people, stripped of their pedestals yet still part of society, was the most powerful lesson of all. Their fall was not a tragedy, but a collective liberation from the weight of disparity. For the first time in centuries, the concept of mind began to fade, giving way to the concept of necessary. Equity was no longer a utopia flaunted in political rallies, but a practical reality that was bringing an end to world hunger.